Hello, this is Vinny Thompson, creator of Vinny and Bud Comics. Hope you're listening to We Got the Geek. Get your ears on, Big Daddies.
Welcome to another episode of the Geekly Session. It's Jay Stu and the lovely Sarah J.
Yay. Sorry, I'm on Facebook. I'm listening, and I'm just looking at a smiling alpaca.
Watch.
Can we get one?
All right.
Yay.
So we've traveled many, many miles. Come all the way to Kitchener-Waterloo.
No, we're in Canada. It's kilometers.
Okay. Many kilometers.
Many kilometers.
We've traveled many kilometers.
There you go.
To the lovely city of Kitchener-Waterloo.
Yes.
Here returning to the wonderful Studio Comics store. And our wonderful friend who's been on the show 3,000 times and counting. It's Alfonso. How you doing, sir?
Hey, you guys. Very good. I'm really happy to be once again on this beautiful podcast. And today you have a special guest.
Yes.
Yeah, you have Sandy Bawa.
Hello, how are you?
Sandy Bowell in the podcast.
Yay!
Woo! You finally made it, dude.
Big time!
Oh, boy. So this is our first time back since the grand opening,
yes.
Which was a fantastic day.
That was a great day.
A year ago.
Yeah?
A year ago, yeah.
Almost a year ago. We were talking about last week about this. It's almost, we are 11 months and some weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 11 months and some weeks. But in about like maybe 4 weeks or so 3 weeks, it will be the official time when we got, like, I got the keys on this place.
So nice.
The grand opening is until October when we, after paint everything and do everything, but.
Oh, yeah.
I remember those first weeks being quite tough, eh, Sandy? So.
No, they weren't that tough.
They weren't that tough. Well, think about this. This place that we're right now, it used to be a pet shop.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It used to be a pet shop. So then when I really took the place, the walls were painted on blue, on natural blue. What kind of blue?
There was a weird purple.
And a purple, this wall.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It took like 2 coats to cover.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, yeah. So it was purple and blue, and then...
Oh, my God.
It took us almost a week to paint the whole thing.
Oh, holy.
Wow.
And then right after that, then started like putting things up, and I mean... to the point that it is what it is right now. But yeah, I mean, it's a year. So then I look back in a year, and then it doesn't feel like a year. It feels like it just opened, but it's a year now. So it's wow.
Oh, yeah.
We hope to be here for many, 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 many years.
Everyone we know.
We hope for that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone we know raves about this place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
And the grand opening was awesome. You had Mitch Markowitz here and Pat from Degrassi.
Well, Mitch Markowitz right now is doing, I think that he's doing some stuff for, doing some sort of like a revamp of the...
Yeah, I saw something, yeah.
Yeah, of the Hilaire Scott Frankenstein, but I'm really happy about it because it was just about time, right? For him to get that back on track.
I loved that show.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
From Hamilton, right?
Yeah. It was all filmed in Hamilton with Billy Van.
Yeah.
And actually, there's a super fan in Hamilton that created a museum.
I was just
Billy Van. You were there?
No. I just was reading it.
Oh, you read it. Okay. Yeah. I was going to be like, what?
I haven't there, but I would probably do the drive.
I want to go there, yeah.
Just to visit the Billy Van Museum.
Are there anything from his show, Party Time?
I don't know, but
my dad used to watch that every Friday. It was like a Canadian game show.
Yeah.
He was on every episode.
But Billy Van was also on the Sonny and Cher
show. Oh, was he really?
Show. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, and then, and he, you know, Hamilton, well, Canadian native. And,
that's right.
Yeah. And he just, you know, and then being all those characters on the hilarious House of Frightenstein.
He was 97% of the show, right?
Yeah,
was,
for sure.
He was Dracula. He was the Wolfman. He was the pet vet, Dr. Pet Vet. Yeah. He was the witch.
He was
the librarian.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Oh,
he
did
everything. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
I mean, the only characters that weren't him were Mitch Markowitz. And Vincent Price.
So it was a couple of them. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And That day we also have who was it? Pat. Pat Mascherini.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Degrassi. He's like now doing a bunch of different tours.
Oh,
right,
cool.
He started out a couple, like beginning of this year or end of last year. He did a tour from the old Degrassi High School.
I saw that, yeah.
And I think it was exactly the same time as one of the shows that, for some reason, I couldn't attend, but I really wanted to go.
Right.
To support Pat. And then this time around, he's doing a screening a week before Fan Expo 2.
So okay.
So he's doing a screening of that. It's going to be also pretty cool. So
nice.
So then they're doing fantastic. I mean, this year for the grand first year of the grand opening, let's see who I'm going to bring.
Yeah.
You guys.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah. We had a fun time.
Yeah.
And
not to toot our own horn, but we're kind of a big deal. Okay, no worries.
Yeah. Oh, Sarah.
What?
I don't know. We were talking earlier about cool interviews we've done over the years. Pat was a great interview we did about 3 years ago. And
he's just a genuinely decent and nice person.
Oh, yeah.
He is just a wonderfully down-to-earth human being, and it was really great talking to him.
We pretty much just interviewed him about comic books and podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think we mentioned Degrassi a little bit.
Yeah. I think he is into, like, Pat, he is into all the Canadian whites, like the old comic books.
Yeah.
And he likes to collect them, he likes to buy them, he likes to read them and stuff. And then that was a really good connection.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like last time that I talked to Pat, I don't know, like we never talk about Degrassi, we talk all this stuff.
Yeah.
Except Degrassi. But yeah, no, it's pretty good, guys. Pretty good. If you have the chance to talk to him or watch any of the recent interviews and stuff that he has been doing, just go over there and check it out. His work is fantastic.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. How did you meet him, actually?
Pat?
Yeah.
Ooh, years ago, there was a show that, for some reason, we met quite often in kind of like the lounge room. So at the beginning, I talked to him, like, hey, how's it going? I mean, I know who he was.
Yeah.
But never, like... Yeah.
Right.
Like going down. And then we start chatting, and... It came out to a point where we started seeing each other in different shows, and then kind of like, hey, you are the guy from the other show. Hey, you are the guy from the other show. And then we come out to that, we start chatting, and he's a great guy. I mean, he's
cool.
Genuinely great, great guy.
Yeah.
Good friend, too, right?
So that's good.
We are involved in different projects. I'm helping him out with some stuff, and then he always helps me with other stuff. So, then, yeah, no, it's a great guy. I mean, I want to say, like, which show it was, the one that we met, because it was a pretty bad show years ago.
Oh, geez. Okay. That's
so you probably will know. I mean, it wasn't super.
No.
Oh, sorry. I didn't supposed to say that.
Oh, I gotcha.
So that's one of the shows that we were pretty much free to chat and talk and do all the stuff. So then,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that was good.
Yay!
That was the only good stuff that show brought. My friendship with Pam Estrin. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
It was real funny because years ago, and I talked to him about it when we met him.
Yeah.
I worked with a guy. I used to work at KFC back in the late '80s, early '90s, and I worked with this guy Fred, who claimed to be his cousin.
Oh yeah.
And like, okay, great. He would like any chance he got, he'd tell us the guy from Degrassi. He's my cousin. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So years later, I meet Pat and we interview him. And as we're done, I'm like, "Hey, I think I used to work with a cousin of yours. Oh, what was his name? Fred." He goes, "Well, I think he's lying to you because I'm not related to anybody named Fred."
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't know why he told us that. Like, maybe it was to get girls. And he goes, "Well, I hope it worked for him. It never worked for me."
Poor Pat.
I just thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
Even being Pat Mastriani can't get you girls.
Yeah.
That's just terrible.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
It never worked.
It never worked. Darn it.
Sarah was saying, like, the store's gone. It's definitely changed in appearance a little bit since we've been here, but it looks amazing.
It does look really great. So much art on the walls and the comic books and... It's just everybody should come and check it out.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that we've been trying, like, at the beginning, and that was the full conception of the store, was, like, there were so many stores, and I keep repeating this. I sound like a broken record saying it over and over.
That's okay.
But it's the main goal, right? So then at the beginning when I have the conception of having this print shop attached, because it's what it is. It's the print shop attached to the retail store. It's not all the way around.
Right.
So when we have a retail part, I really want it to be all independent, right?
Yeah.
That was cases years ago that happened to me and then probably happened to some, I don't know, right? I can talk for my case, that I did have to pretty much wrestle my way into the comic book shops, the places where I used to go and say, hey, you guys, can you please put my comic books on the shelf? And the guys are like, yeah, sure, I'll put it on the shelf. And they put it just underneath the shelf, right? Or they put it just on the shelf, but just right behind the shelf or behind the comics. And and I always have that point where it came to, well, your comics doesn't sell because they're not on the shelf. But you don't put it on the shelf because it doesn't sell, right? It's kind of like the egg and, and the chicken, what is first, right?
So
instead of like trying to find what sells and what doesn't sell, just put it there and then give it a try. If you're knowledgeable for a comic book store, if you're knowledgeable in the product that you're selling, such as Batman or Spider-Man, or you know what's going to happen with the 0 o'clock Doomsday
Right.
wedding or whatever new event of Marvel DC is happening.
Yeah.
If you are so knowledgeable about these type of events, I mean, if you have a local artist, you should be as knowledgeable on their product as you are with the Marvel DC, Walking Dead, some new stories that are coming, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is only my take.
Yeah.
Right? So instead of me promoting these big brands, that they already have enough promotion, then I'd rather to promote the local independent guys, right?
Yeah.
The guys that they've been wanting to put their books on the stores. And we've been getting, like I say, we've been getting a lot of good results because then not only we can produce our comic books here, but we can retail the comic book here.
Yeah.
And we have the space for you guys to come and do any type of events like signings or book launches. We have a few of them already. We have the guys from David Benison.
His wife, her book, Stick to the Story.
Stick to the Story. So then we did have the book launch here. We have another guy, Cal DeBeck. They did the book launch here. What else am I missing, Sandy, over there, that we have book launches?
Jeff Campbell
with Mr. Chini. Thank you, Sandy. Mr. Chini, that's another really good local artist that he has done his book launch right here.
Jason was here selling his bookmark.
Yeah, Jason Ward.
Oh, I love that guy.
So then he, when he did his Art of War book, he was doing the book launch here.
Oh, cool.
Guys, they have been... like retailing outside, we already have Ricky Lima. He was here, Ricky. No, I wasn't here. Shane, no, he neither. Sam Noor. Now, Sam Noor has been here a couple times. Yeah. Stephanie has been a couple of times.
Well, A.J. was here at the grand opening, too.
Yeah.
A.J. Heim. Yeah. We have Gerhard, too. Gerhard is like a guy who comes here every time that. It's pretty frequent, right? When Gerhard shows up.
Every couple of weeks.
He's around. So, but yeah, I mean, like, we're really lucky that we have this community that is building up.
Yeah.
So then we want to say that we're already big, we're building up that community, and we're building it up to a good thing.
Yeah.
In a sense, I'm sad that I'm not in Toronto, because I know that there's a larger community in Toronto coming to this stuff. In a sense, I'm sad that I'm not there, but on the other side, I'm really, really happy that I'm not in Toronto. Because right here, I'm in the middle between London, between Hamilton, even Toronto, Niagara Falls. So then, and we're not like on a really super overly busy place, right? So the mall, for the ones that don't know the mall is quite quiet. So then if we want to make an event or we want to have something special here, we can pretty much do it with no problem. So then we're really happy in the location that we are. I'm happy that we're not in Toronto. For the ones, the guys that they want to make the drive, like you guys.
Well, because it's not that far of a drive, really. Like, if you take the highway, it's not. It's just a little over an hour.
Yeah.
And it's a nice drive.
Yes.
And, you know, it's, we don't mind driving it.
Yeah. Well, you get, and then you guys from St. Catharines, right?
Like,
The Niagara Falls. From Toronto, I normally do, what, 45 minutes drive? When it's not accidents on it.
That's not bad.
Between 45 minutes, 2 hours and 45 minutes, somewhere.
Give or take.
Oh, anyway. I love the 401.
Nobody ever.
But yeah, I mean, like, Kitchener-Waterloo, it's beautiful city.
It is a beautiful city.
And yeah, I love it. Kitchener, I love Kitchener. I love Waterloo. Dude, did I tell you that I went to eat a taco farm?
Oh, really? What'd you think?
We gotta talk about that in the update today, but later. But,
what'd you think?
All right, let's take a quick break. I'm gonna throw a commercial in here, and then we're gonna. I got something big to talk to Alfonso about.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Go.
Welcome back to the Geekly Session, and we're here in Kitchener with the wonderful Alfonso and Sandy.
Hey.
Now, the big thing I wanted to talk to you about, because we haven't really mentioned it on the podcast, we've mentioned it on your show, Cambridge Comic Arts Festival is coming up again.
Cambridge Comic Arts Festival.
Yes, I knew that.
So, yeah, the show. That is right. I got the paper
always
right
excited
here.
About this. Like, you invited us down the first year, and then here we are 4 years later, and I'm still
three for me.
Super psyched about coming.
Like, yeah.
It's in a good location. And
it's in a library.
We did it inside the library. And then
I love that.
We are not 100% honest. We did. I did this show based on the fact that, again, I tried to get into some other events that they were library-based concept. And I never get approved for, you know, different reasons, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My product is not suitable for it, or maybe I'm too small as a publisher, I'm too big as a publisher, I'm not friends to the guy who organized the show. I don't know what the reasons are.
I'll tell you this, to get off track a little bit, I say this a lot, my favorite place I ever saw you have a table was FrostCon, the very first year I went, where it was like just cosplayers and anime stuff everywhere, and then in the last row was like where all our friends were, and there was Alfonso
right there, stuck in the corner. But believe it or not, like, there was like so many shows that they say, no, you are not approved. You don't have the space because you this or that, right? So then at that point I thought, like, okay, well, you are not the only library who puts together a show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you are not the first one, and you won't be the last one.
Yeah.
So let's start a small little show that I can invite people that I know, people that I consider big, small, or simply just suitable for the show, and then that will happen 5 years ago.
Okay.
Cambridge Comics Art Festival, so I approached the library, and we start talking about the whole idea of bringing people in there, and it started growing and growing to the point that we are right now. Last year, we did, like I say, over like almost 1,000 people attending.
That's awesome.
And this is only all the stuff that we have on the show, like all the funds that we use to build the show, they are pretty much in there, right? Mm-hmm. So then you as an exhibitor, you don't have to pay your space.
Yeah.
So then it's a free space for the exhibitors, right? Yeah. We try to make it, and we will keep it free for any people that go to the show. Number two, if you're attending the show, it's free too.
Mm-hmm.
So free exhibitors, that puts a happy face. Free attendees, it's even better.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have all your money that you want to spend to buy a print, to buy a book, to maybe get a commission, whatever you want to do.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And it seems like it has been working really good for the last 5 years. This year, we are doing a few things a little bit different. We still have about like 37, 38 exhibitors.
Oh, wow.
Sadly, we have to say no to a few of them because as soon as we launched the registration form, we got like a bunch of them right away. And the next week or two, we have a bunch of them. So then we have to pretty much select who's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, like, I'm really happy to. And I know who's coming for sure. Greg Hyland.
Oh, wow.
Greg Hyland is coming.
So that's cool.
I have a confused look on my face. I don't know who he is.
Lethargic Lad. Lethargic Lad. He was doing a lot of stuff for Lego.
Oh, okay.
So Greg Hyland, he's doing right now the Monster Atlas.
Monster Atlas.
Monster Atlas. That's a really cool one.
Oh, neat. Okay.
So Greg is going to be at the show. We have a bunch. You guys are going to be there. I shouldn't be telling who, but like I'll be there.
Yes. We hope so.
Yeah. Sure,
you want to build the hype anyway. So.
And Andre Campbell. I want to give you just a few names.
Andre's
going to be there. One of the few shows that he's going to be exhibiting. And Becca Kinsey, the artist behind Gehenna, that she just recently launched her book number 5, Sunday.
Oh, cool.
Number 5.
Yes.
Yeah, number
That's
5.
Awesome.
So then we have a good list. There's more. We're going to start doing the announcements.
All right.
I'm hoping the end of this week.
Oh, nice.
We're going to start doing all the announcements of the people who's going to be participating. But yeah.
Very cool.
Nice.
August the 25th on Idea Exchange at Queen Square in Cambridge. That is 1 North Square. It's just right at downtown Cambridge.
Yes.
The big library. Right?
It's pretty easy to get to from what I remember.
Yeah, no, it's.
You didn't have to drive.
Drive, no. turn there.
I was good at giving directions.
Oh, you were not. Fibber.
Awesome. Yeah, please come back. Come and visit us.
Yes.
English Comics Art Festival.
Very cool.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It always is.
It's a party.
It is a party.
It's my favorite show to do every year. I'm not even joking.
Yeah. No, he raves about it.
Nice.
When I was going the first time 3 years ago, he's like, you're going to love it. It's going to be great. And and he was not wrong.
It's really good. It's really good. Really good. And especially, I try to make it more like I say, like artists.
Mm-hmm.
Interacting with artists. Mm-hmm. Interacting with your buddies.
Yeah.
Sometimes, one thing that I learned in the conventions, that when you go to a con, you are so stressed. Well, not stressed, but you're putting all your energy and attention to the people that they walk.
Yeah.
That you forgot that you are pretty much sharing. You're right next to you. This is another big or amazing or really great artist who has a really good idea.
Yeah.
And then the only thing that you have the chance to talk to is at the end when it's like, oh, excuse me, I need to put my stuff on your table, or be careful, I'm putting my banner down and stuff like that. So you don't really talk to them because you're really busy doing your own stuff.
Yeah.
On this show, I try to build it differently, right? Where you really want to interact with your colleagues and friends and artists that they are around, and whoever wants to, well, despite the fact that we have a lot of people, well, a decent amount of people coming through the doors, I really want to have that interaction between the artists, right?
Yeah.
So it's up to them now. I have the settings.
Yeah.
I feed them all the time to make sure that they're not hungry. And
yes, we love you for that.
You know, I don't know. Like, I that's something that I still don't believe it, that you, as an exhibitor, you pay $600-$700 for a table. And
they don't feed you.
And they don't give you not even a bottle of water.
Yeah, right? That's just...
That's not cool.
But, hey, you say yes when you agree to go to the show. So then you know exactly what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot say that this is good or bad for those shows.
Right.
That's the way that they're running.
Yep.
Really respectful for them. The way that I run my show, it's different. You're going to be fed. You're going to be nice. You're going to be happy.
You're treated like family.
You.
Ooh.
You got
maybe it. I should just change that to you're treated like very good friends.
you are
depends
gonna
on
have,
how you're treated by your family.
You are going to be getting a good treat in my show. So,
yes.
There you go. So then for next year, don't forget to be ready and apply on time.
That's right.
You can get into those 38 spaces.
Y'all have been told by Alfonso.
That's right.
There you go.
That
guys.
Is right.
And then right after that, Fan Expo.
Fan Expo, we're going to try to be there on the Sunday, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to bring my water, because...
Yeah.
No comment.
I can't remember what the guy was telling you, but I remember one year running into you just walking around at Fan Expo, and some exhibitor was trying to pitch a joke comic to you, and I think we had a laugh over it. I can't remember exactly the details, but...
It's so much stuff happening on those shows, man.
Yeah.
It's like a bucket of water just thrown to your face. At the moment you feel the water raining and all this stuff, then later when it dries, then it's like, oh yeah.
And let's just clarify, it's ice water, so
ice water.
It's a shock.
Yes. Well, think about Fan Expo, it's always 4 days, right?
Yeah.
And it's 4 days of ongoing talking.
Yep.
And that's one of the shows that your attention is straight up to,
oh yeah,
to the activities,
and from the very beginning all the way through to the end,
yeah,
you're on.
And the game.
And it's, you know, you have to keep smiling, keep talking, keep, hey, how's it going? So by the time it's over, you're just drained.
Yeah.
And all you've done is just focus on people coming to your table.
Yeah, yeah. And that's it. That's the main thing. It's for Fan Expo and those big shows, it's really good to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I mean, it's something that will never change. I like to be there. But I remember the same show a few years ago, we didn't have 400 of us, you know? There wasn't 400 guys in Artist Alley.
Yeah.
And especially, like, that big amount of... Again, I don't want to put words on my mouth or anybody's mouth, but I don't want to see that much of competition.
Right.
Yeah.
First, because I'm not competing with anyone.
Yeah.
Not because I feel unique, but... I'm not going to compete, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to sit down right next to somebody else's comic book and say, oh, you're my competition. No, because you're doing your stuff, I'm doing mine.
Yeah.
If you are doing, or you stop doing, or you don't do it, or you do more or less, good for you.
Yeah.
Right? I'm doing my own stuff.
Yeah. But that's the thing I've noticed, is that comic book artists all seem to be, like, just a comic book family.
Exactly.
Like, you're all, like, in it together.
Exactly.
You're all doing your own different genres and everything in comic books, but you're all comic book artists, and you're all, like, you know,
in there. Yeah,
yeah.
We're always like
it's a community,
exactly, like a community, and we better be like that for many, 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 many years, because I see some stuff like happen. I mean, you guys know already. Like, for the ones that don't know, like, I'm originally from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I see some stuff like that, that this way that the industry is right now here in Canada is the way that the industry used to be 20, 30 years ago in Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the same way that the industry changed in Mexico before I moved to Canada, it has changed in a different way. And I like to maintain that way the industry and the friends and everybody is right now in the current state here in Canada. I want to see it change, but I mean, like, who am I to say when it's going to change or not?
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, it's better to have it this way, guys. Believe me.
Yeah.
I've seen change it before, and it's not the best on the changes. But, yeah. Yeah, it's it's funny. One day we're going to have a special one where I can tell you all the story about, like, how the industry used to be in Mexico and the comic book scene and how things were changing and evolving. And it's different, though. I mean, when you see that type of stuff, I mean, I don't want to get into much detail, but when you see how the comic books were created back on the day in my times, and you see how the industry interacted back on the day.
Right.
And then you turn around the face and then you see what's happening current days on Mexico with that comic book industry.
Yeah.
I don't want to say, like, I don't want to be part of it.
Yeah.
But I'm really happy with the current industry that's happening here in Canada.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's nothing, right? That word competition, it comes right away, right?
Yeah.
You're competing with.
Yeah.
Not competing with anyone. Well, again, that's my take on it, right?
Yeah.
So then I'm not competing with anyone, but...
Yeah.
If somebody wants to be competing with me, I mean, sure. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Right? Yeah. I mean, what I wanted to say, right? It's their choice, right? It's their thing.
True.
Cool. I'm going to throw in another commercial.
Commercial break!
And then I want to ask something that I really haven't asked you before.
Okay. Uh-oh. Commercial break.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Kristen Hunter, also known as Kiki, is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Being a geek at heart, most of her work is nerd-themed. Kristen has several lines of geeky creations, including steampunk, comic, and video game-inspired work, as well as sushi-themed jewelry. Kristen is always excited to create the perfect custom piece for any theme or occasion. Please check out our website at kikiscustomcreations.com.
Come on, baby. Come on. Get your shit. We got to go right now.
So we're so worried. What about our bags?
Fuck the bags. If we don't split right now, we're going to miss the train. Come on. Be downstairs.
Is everything well?
Just come on. No talking now.
Are we in danger?
Come on, honey.
Where did you get this motorcycle?
It's not a motorcycle, baby. It's a chopper. Come on, let's go.
What happened to my Honda?
I'm sorry, baby. I had to crash that Honda. Will you come on now, please?
You were gone so long, I started to think dreadful thoughts.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I didn't mean to worry. Everything's fine. How was your breakfast?
It was good.
Did you get the pancakes? The blueberry pancakes?
I didn't have blueberry pancakes. I had to get buttermilk. Are you sure you're okay?
Honey, since I left you, this has been without a doubt the single weirdest fucking day of my life. Come on, hop on. I'll tell you all about it. Come on, get on. Gotta go. Come on.
Whose motorcycle is this?
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
We're back here on the Geekly Session, Sarah J. and myself.
Not fishing.
Oh, no. Come on.
Here in Kitchener-Waterloo with Alfonso and Sandy.
Did I tell you this before we go to that one? I went to this gas station nearby my house.
Yeah.
And they have one of these, like, it looks like a pop machine.
Right.
A pop machine. But they have a bait.
Bait. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Have bait, right? And it says always fresh.
Ew.
And wait. The graphics are this worm was holding the actual bait, the hook of the bait. He's smiling with a Top Cat, man. I want to take a photo of that. I want to post it. Because it's the most, like, every time that I go over there to feel it, I'm putting gas on it. I'm looking at this photo. I'm like, there isn't a flipping way that this guy is happy going down to the water with a Top Cat.
It's like, if I were that worm, the last thing I would be is happy.
Happy. With a Top Cat.
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Fish, I want to be here. Used to be your
trip. Well, it's a formal dinner.
He's dressing up.
It's a formal dinner.
He's dressing up to get eaten by a fish.
Yeah.
Okay,
so. Oh, so. I've known you a few years. I remember going to a panel you did once, back when you were recording Heroes Manufactured, and you talked a lot about comic books.
Yeah.
Comic books, is that something you've always been interested in since maybe being a kid?
Comic books, yes.
Okay.
Yes, has been always there. Sadly, again, in Mexico, there wasn't like a... Nowadays, millennials, you have to be super, super new generation of millennials. And,
oh, yeah.
And guys, you guys have to be super lucky because I remember 20 years ago or 23 years ago, whatever, the time that I published my first comic book, it wasn't a school to do comic books. It wasn't a formal school that you say, this is the way that the panels are being made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The closest one, years later... that was kind of like a school or a tool to follow was Stan Lee's How to Draw Comic Books the Marvel Way.
I remember that.
That book, that was the closest one as a school or guide for us to follow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In Mexico. In English.
Wow.
Right? When it was kind of hard back in the day, like I say, right?
Yeah.
That was the only formal school. There was a lot of guys that they kind of like give you the tips of how to do this, how to do that. There was not in a specific way. Nowadays, you have it.
Mm-hmm.
When I used to start doing it, I always say to my mom or my family, I say, like, I want to do comics. And I want to do comics. I want to do comics. But we're looking about like 30 years ago in Mexico, the most popular ones, comic books in Mexico used to be those small little short books.
Mm.
They're not known. Most people, they know them as the Mexican Tijuana Bibles.
Okay.
Right? But they're not really Tijuana Bibles. They're like just Mexican little pulps that is a beginning to end story.
Where
you have great artwork, but the themes included on it, they used to be a little bit adult.
Right?
Gotcha, all right.
Yep.
So, and they used to be like the great number of people reading that, because they used to print like, I don't know, 500,000 of those little books a day.
Oh my God.
So then there used to be like a really big market for it.
Yeah.
So then every time that you, as a young guy, used to go with the family and say, like, I want to be a comic book artist, right away
they
associated, like, oh, you're going to be doing this. You're going to be number one starving to death. And number two, you are like some sort of like sick maniac who wants to just draw like boobs and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So then, if you draw comics or like comics like any other place, yeah, back in that day, you used to hide it. Oh, and more, wow, if, like, think about it. Remember, Jay, come on. You know that.
Yeah.
We know that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you read comics, you used to hide them. You never mention it. But if you used to draw comics, ooh, that, oh, used, yeah, to be worse.
Oh, yeah. I used to get picked on for reading comics, yeah, back in the day.
Well, in a sense, it used to be bad to be the guy who used to draw the comics at school, because you used to draw comics at school, but we used to be really, really good to draw comics of the teachers, right? Uh-huh. That's the, oh, dude. So the bully of the school that used to come to you, like, hey, you guys, you know, you do to draw comics, eh? So I want you to draw me as a Superman. And, so, and then I don't, like, bully you for the next month. Like, sure, sure.
You
know,
you got it.
You got it.
Do you want him, yeah, like, beating up a bad guy? Yeah. Do you want him flying? What,
no,
do you,
no,
want?
No, no, no. I want beating the guy who teaches math, right? Okay, you sure do.
Got it. You got it.
Mr. Anything. Robinson, right? So, whatever his name. So we, and then that's the only way that we can kind of, like, get away of that. But
yep,
still, right? Then now, years later, you have schools, you have,
yeah,
classes, you have YouTube, you,
oh,
have,
my God,
Instagram.
Yes. Everything.
You have even, like, access to the material. And,
it's, and you have more, you have easier access to the actual artists.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
yeah,
you can just go on their Instagram or Twitter and, yeah, contact them personally, exactly, and say, hey, you know, and they'll answer you back 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, yeah,
so it's a lot easier.
It's pretty awesome. I mean, nowadays it's more easy, so that now guys, the guys that they complain that they don't get everything the way that they want, you guys, believe me, back in our days, it used to be harder.
Yes.
It used to be way harder, but hey, it is what it is nowadays. Yeah,
mm-hmm,
yeah, I always like to make comics.
Do you still get excited about reading comics at all?
I do. And then now it's even more, because we have all the independent guys, all the these new guys that they're creating their very own material.
Yeah.
So in a sense, we are kind of like the first ones to read that type of material here, before everybody else, in a sense.
Cool.
So people, they say, I want to print my new book. So they, yeah, send it right here, and then we start like printing it, and of course I take a peek, and we look at the little mistakes that they're done, we look at the improvements that they have done throughout the,
right,
at the end of the day we got the book. So yeah, I like,
yeah,
sadly, again, I don't read a lot of mainstream.
Okay.
So I'm no Batman, no Superman, no Walking, yeah, Dead. I think I bought one of the Walking Dead trades with the points that I have on my card from Indigo chapters.
Oh, okay.
So I went over there, what do I have? This one. And I bought it and I put it aside. I haven't read it.
Now, I have a question.
Yeah.
Because you see all these independent comic artists come in and have their stuff like sold at your store and everything, mm-hmm, and printed, do you... Because as an actor, when I go to the movies, I'll sit there and wonder how they came about getting a certain scene done, or how they got prepared for a certain scene. Do you read these comics of other artists and go, oh, I wonder what their thought process was going into this panel, or, you know, why they chose this for this panel? Or, like, do you kind of do that internal monologue with...
Of, like, how they do,
yeah,
things,
yeah,
and why they do these types of... I don't see...
Or do you just enjoy it?
I don't see them overanalyze,
right,
stuff on that sense. At some of the books, we do. We sit down there and we say, like, okay, why are they doing... We are more... When we analyze the book, and this is, like... We do it 99.9% of the time, sadly, but I... When we do analyze a book, it's more on the in the part of the printing process.
Right.
Of the work that we have to do behind, because there's so much steps on this end, and that's something that Sandeep has been able to learn in the last year, where you see how much stuff it involves.
Yeah.
When you finish your page, you have a conception of how the page is going to be looking.
Yeah.
And how much space do you want on the sides, and how the image has to be on the end, and then you send it to the printers.
Yeah.
And then the printer comes.
All done, finished, no problems. It's going to come straight back.
It's going to look fantastic. And then that's the part that we analyze the most.
Right.
When we see the paints and it's like, oh, okay, so then we have to maybe help to improve this part right here, or we need to help to modify a little piece to make the book look exactly the way it's supposed.
Yeah.
And that's where we kind of like, sometimes we even go over the process that we have to be doing. But at the end of the day, we have so far 100% ratio of books that they are going out just beautiful. Then once the books are there, you sit and read it, right? And that's the main thing, right? Like, books, they're done for that. They're called comic books for a reason, right?
Yeah.
For you to enjoy and
have
good stuff like that. So I love it. Yeah. Yeah, I love that part.
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Sandy, do you like any comics?
What's that?
Do you read any comics? I'm going to start like, well, we're going to be now to the Sandy Bagwell section.
So you're spending all your time making comics, you don't have time to read any of them.
That's the thing, right?
We'll read one or two. I glance through them, but again, for the purposes of actually printing them.
Right.
So, the amount of time. Only thing, I'm trying to read Cinema Purgatorio, the Alan Moore anthology thing. But even that, I get to read 8 pages every 4 or 6 months whenever it comes out.
You got the new one?
And no. I'm pretty sure there's one
it's coming
that
out
just came out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, like, we are well aware of what's coming out, when it's coming out, and the events, and this and that, but from there to really sit down and read books, you know?
I was curious whether you guys still like comics after working here, because I work in a call center, and I hate being on the phone now in real life.
I love comics, all different kinds.
Okay.
We love comics right here, even though that at the end of the day, sometimes it can give you headaches, I will say.
Yeah.
So when it comes to time of processing the whole thing, but once you get the actual full job finished and then you see it right there, then you're flipping through the pages.
Yep.
Then this is great work, right? It's a lot of work involved behind the scenes when you are not only thinking about the comic, but putting it together, like drawing it, inking it, coloring it.
Yeah.
And when you, like Sandeep says, when you send it to the printers, you think that your work is done, but the comic is not done until you have it in your hands.
Right.
And we could be like really, really sloppy and not paying attention on it and just like do, okay, yeah, just press print and
go, right?
But we put a lot of attention on the work that comes out, and that's where we spend most of the time, right?
Yeah.
But yeah. I love that part, and I'm pretty happy that I have Sandeep here helping me all the time.
He's lucky, really.
Lucky. We're going to have a chat after this podcast. You and I are going to have a chat. To my office.
Everybody say goodbye to Sandy.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last podcast of Sandy.
The first and last.
First and last. I'm pretty good, and I'm pretty happy to have him here helping me a lot.
That's cool.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Get to work. I don't know. He's really good at that. And then I'm pretty happy with the people that they also send us the books to print, right?
And
we have a bunch of guys that they come through us. And,
yeah. That was something I was going to ask you about, actually.
We have a bunch of them. We are Fan Expo. We have a really good number of the guys that they still doing comic books. Because then now one thing that we also notice in the conventions, and you guys probably do too, the new comic book scene nowadays is more in the fan art type of thing.
Yeah.
So it's switching that way where you have more fan art artists than comic book artists.
Yeah,
I've seen that, yeah.
And it's kind of like morphing to that end.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still have guys that they still do comic books.
Yep.
And those guys that they still do comic books, we are taking care of most of them.
I would say
like 99 or 98% of the guys, they come and bring with us. I'm pretty lucky about that.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I know. Oh, man.
And on that note, anything else you want to promote while we have you here?
Yeah, come and buy something. We need
please.
To pay. Please, we need to pay rent.
Or come get your printing done.
Or come get your printing done. Yeah, yeah.
They do great work here.
It's a fantastic store.
I'll be happy if you guys just come down and visit us. It's fine.
Just say hi.
Just come and say hi, like we always say. But what I would say, always support indie comics.
Yes.
Always support indie comics, no matter who it is. Support them. Give them their support. Show them their support. They're always fantastic doing that. There's a lot of work involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read a comic book, even if it's like a regular comic book, Superman, Batman, it doesn't matter. You read a comic book, you are keeping employed the people that are doing it.
Yep.
That's an important thing.
Yeah.
And then buy one of mine, too.
Like, for example, the Night Spike.
Yeah. For instance, the Night Spike.
Yeah, we're just going to throw one out there. Night Spike.
For example, Night Spike. Night Spike hasn't come out. And it's going to be way, way behind for this year. So,
recently. Edit that.
Yeah. Sorry about guys.
Dang it.
But it's way behind for two reasons. Number one, I have to put pretty much all my attention in setting up the shop.
Yeah.
Right.
And making sure that the whole process is running. Soon enough, I will have a Sandeep running the whole show. So I will have time to go on to my cruise. I'm going to go on to my cruise to Bahamas.
Ooh.
And,
that's next week, right?
Next week, sure. No, but like now, once we have that, we don't have only Night Spike coming, but there's some projects that I already talked about.
Yeah,
Dande's project. We have some stuff for Greg, also is doing some projects. We have other guys that they're doing their stuff. So
cool.
We have a bunch of projects coming next year.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, you know, as always, I want to thank you for being on an episode and being friends with us for 5 years now.
I know. This is the longest podcast that we have done, eh?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it because this is the first time that we're not rushed by, you know, like...
The con.
Con rush.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? Since we got you and we're going to head out in probably about 10 minutes, maybe we should have Alfonso sit in with us for the Geek Calendar.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Hi, my name is Dawn McTague. I'm a comic book artist, and you are listening to We Got the Geek.
We're back. It's Geek Calendar time, and Alfonso has graciously stayed on to help us announce this wonderful stuff.
This stuff.
All right. So, okay. So Tuesday, August the 7th, new on DVD and Blu-ray. It's not a big week, but I took a couple things off the list.
All right.
The animated Death of Superman is out.
This is the second version of it.
Second version, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I watched the first one. Not bad. I mean, I hear good reviews about this one, so...
Yeah, this one's a two-parter.
It's a two-parter?
Yeah.
Darn
okay.
it!
Okay, fine. I'll watch it.
If I have to.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, Superman.
And then just reaching here, but there's a Melissa McCarthy movie out called Life of the Party.
Oh, yeah, that's where she goes back to school. And she goes to college with her daughter, and she's an adult, and she parties and stuff.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
Yes, I love her.
Yeah.
She's all right.
She's
nice.
Butting's off.
All right, so Tuesday, August the 8th, what happens on Tuesday, Sarah Jane?
No, you mean Wednesday?
Wednesday, August the 8th. What happens on Wednesday, Sarah J?
New comic book day.
New comic book day?
Yes, I jotted a couple titles down here.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four issue 1.
Finally?
So they're rebooting it, and Marvel's finally taking over again.
Finally. I mean, it was just about time.
Okay. Yeah, there was some weird thing. They stopped making it because they didn't have the rights to the movie or something. I don't know.
They stopped making it because they weren't reaching their numbers.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying. Like, they weren't people, like, really buying Fantastic Four anymore.
No, I guess not.
And after that, then the whole movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little problem with the rights or something like that.
Yeah, the movie was terrible. I don't know if you saw it.
That would be a yes.
But it's a new issue one. So, okay. Hooray, I guess.
So then, collectors, rush to your comic book store, pick up your Fantastic Four number one again.
You sounded like the movie guy right there.
In a world. Fun says doing stuff. One Mexican.
What are you doing?
One print shop. One sand dip.
Oh boy.
We have to get him to do all of the commercials.
I think so.
Just we like that.
Should come up with a new commercial for you as well, actually.
Mm-hmm.
This summer.
In a print shop.
In
Kitchener. The only other one I jotted down here was because we just met him, is Aquaman Book 2 by Peter David.
Yes, we did meet him. Did I meet him?
Yeah, you were at the panel.
Right, I was at the panel. Okay, never mind.
He was nice.
He was very nice.
Huh.
All right.
It's Aquaman number one?
Well, they're reprinting his 90s run of Aquaman in these trade paperbacks.
Is that the one where he lost his hand?
No. That was in volume one.
Oh, yeah.
He had long hair and a beard and a harpoon for a hand. Yeah, Piranha ate his hand or something, from what I remember.
And you know what? Again, this is beautiful because they're doing it right after or before. No. That was before or after the announcement of, like, Aquaman, the movie?
That's right, yeah.
So then now everybody's going to turn into an Aquaman. Everybody's going to be a...
Aquaman fan.
Aquaman. What's the name of the guy again?
Jason Momoa.
Everybody's going to be a Momoa fan. So there you go.
Hey, he was on Baywatch Nights.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sure he doesn't want that to be known.
Probably not. No. It's probably not at the top of his resume.
Probably not.
All right, in theaters, August 10th,
yes.
There's one I know you want to see, Slender Man.
Yes.
Yeah?
I want to see that.
Not Spider-Man, Slender Man.
It's a horror movie.
Is it?
Yeah, it's based on a creepypasta, which just is a scary story, and it's this guy, he dresses in a suit, he has no face,
mm-hmm.
and he has, like, a few sets of arms he stalks.
Sounds creepy.
It's so good. It's so creepy. I love it.
Okay.
Cool. And then the other movie that week would be Animal Crackers. It's an animated movie.
Oh, based on the comic strip?
Possibly. John Krasinski's got a voice in it.
Maybe I'm thinking.
It also features a brand new Huey Lewis song called While We're Young.
There you go. Heat of the summer, guys.
That's right.
When is that other Melissa McCarthy movie coming out in theaters?
Later in August.
Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah, The Happy Time Murders.
Yeah.
It's Dirty Puppets.
It's When the Sun Goes Down and, yeah.
Is that the girl? Melissa McCarthy is the girl from the movie with the songs? Like, the glasses and... Step No, Step Pop.
Or Pitch Perfect?
Pitch Perfect. Is that,
no,
is that,
no, that's Rebel Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So close.
Same thing.
Oh.
Did you see Bridesmaids?
I think
that was her.
Yeah, she was in Bridesmaids.
Okay. She crapped in a kitchen sink. No, on the street.
That wasn't her in the street.
She just went in the bathroom sink.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you watch Bridesmaids, Sunny?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It is really funny.
And by the way, we talked about Judd Apatow in the last show. Yeah. He produced that one.
Okay, see, I liked that one.
All right.
Okay.
That was funny.
And now, Sarah's favorite part of the geek calendar, the geek birthdays.
Woo!
Ooh.
So on August 5th, we have Mark Strong. He was Sinestro in Green Lantern. He's now Savannah in Shazam. And he was in the other movie we like, The Kingsman.
Okay.
Also, Maureen McCormick, you might remember her as Marsha Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Marsha.
Marsha Brady's 62 now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And then Lonnie Anderson from WKRP.
Yes. She was married to
Burt Reynolds.
Yes.
On August 6th, holy crap, there's a lot. M. Night Shyamalan.
Ooh.
Hey, you're a Bruce Willis fan. Are you excited about the Glass movie that's coming up?
The Glass, yes. I like it.
I might watch Split this week.
Split.
I have to watch that so I can
get ready for Glass.
Glass.
I'm excited. You know what happened? Like, I haven't had the time to go to see an actual adult movie lately. in the movie theater.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm excited about it.
Me
yeah,
too, man.
That's good.
I only mention this one because of our buddy Hunter, but Stephanie Kramer, who played Dee Dee McCall on Hunter, is having a birthday that day. And one for Alfonso as well, Devereaux White. Do you know who that is?
No.
He was Argyle in Die Hard. Oh. The limo driver.
Oh. Okay.
Like, see, that's a nice trivia question. I don't know.
That's right.
It is a very, that's
and he was on Head of the Class.
Yeah. As what?
As one of the students.
Oh. Huh. Okay.
On August 8th, I know we have your favorite member of the cast of Chips, Larry Wilcox. also, Donnie Most from Happy Days.
Oh, my God.
And Ralph Malph.
Yeah. And Donald P. Belisario. Do you know who that is?
Didn't he? Nope. Got nothing.
He created a little show called Magnum P.I. and Quantum Leap.
Oh, yeah.
Quantum Leap.
Favorite show of all time. Thank you.
You can cut this piece and make it as a ringtone.
Well, we have that or your Back to the Future theme song that one time.
He's not just a comic book artist, friend. He's just...
Well, then he's going to be perfect at karaoke.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Alfonso singing all the TV themes.
I'm sad. And he was part of Menudo.
The Menudo. Oh, yes.
Yes, he was.
Oh, my God, he was. Why do we know that?
Who was?
Ricky Martin.
That was part of Menudo.
There's the one guy who escaped.
No, untouched.
Now, is this true? Oh, no.
Oh, he went. Oh,
sorry. Menudo.
Not him.
No,
I was never in a group of like.
Is there? Is Menudo still a thing?
You have all the trading cards and their posters
and the dolls.
I used to rip their pictures out of Tiger Beat magazine.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Of Menudo.
Oh God.
Oh, Menudo.
Is there still a Menudo?
I don't know.
No, is it true they would kick them out of the band when they hit puberty?
Probably.
No. No, they don't have Menudo anymore.
Okay. Well, look up their big hit Like a Cannonball sometime on YouTube. I don't know why I know that. With your magic, your brown eyes say it all. I look at you and feel the thunder. Ooh, it hits me like a cannonball.
Like a cannonball.
I don't sit at home every night looking up Menudo videos.
Yeah, you do.
Well, yeah, okay. I do. And then we'll throw out August 11th. We have Chris Hemsworth, who is Thor.
Yay. Thor? Is it new Thor movie?
Thor's having a birthday.
Oh, a birthday. Yes. Birthday, sure.
We were talking, last time we were here, Thor Ragnarok had just come out. So that's a while ago. That's like four Marvel movies ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, something got destroyed, someone died. And
yeah, that's every Marvel movie.
No, not really. Can we talk about that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, really quickly, I think the Spider-Man dies, or who dies?
What, Infinity Wars?
Yeah.
It looked like he did.
Yeah?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't watched
people have seen it now, by now.
Yeah, by now. It's like, spoiler alert!
Like, if you don't know by now...
Well, it's hard to say who did or not, because some of them could get undone.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, and like, those are the people.
Die, right?
Oh, yeah, some people die in that
one. So yes. I haven't watched it.
But, like, hello, it's...
Okay, new things you have to watch. Don't forget, watch Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
Yes.
And then right now, Sandy is, like, keep looking at me with those eyes because I keep telling him that I start my marathon of watching... The X-Files.
Oh, wow.
That's insane.
I'm about season 6, episode 14. No, episode 17.
Oh, wow.
That's like 28 episodes a season, too.
28.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So right now I'm going strong. God. I'm going strong.
300 episodes.
Oh, wicked!
Like when I started like 4 months ago, and I normally keep to watch one or two before I go to sleep.
And you binged, didn't you?
Yeah. No, I normally like what I watch is like. Just watch the beginning, sleep throughout the episode, and watch the end. Like, when it comes to the titles, okay, time to go.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's funny.
And then
that's
I just read the description of what it says in the episode on Netflix. Like, oh, this was amazing. It was a great episode.
Oh, boy.
Some of those were creepy.
Was that really?
I loved watching those.
But the first ones, though. The only ones, like the ones that they're right now running, like season six, they start getting a little cheesy.
Yeah.
Is it still David Duchovny, or is it when that guy from The Terminator came in and replaced him?
No, still David Duchovny. Okay. Yeah, still.
Then are you going to watch all the movies, too, when that's over? Because there was excellent movies.
Yeah, I know. Mm. I don't know if I can go that far. I mean, I can take the episodes as small as...
Come on, Alfonso. Are you a real fan or not?
No.
Yeah.
No, but you know what I think? One thing that I'm going to do, and I put it like this in a bucket list of things to do. I really like to do a poster. Or a poster print, like a piece of fan art per episode, though. So episode number one, and then you have so many characters and things that happen on that episode that will make a fantastic piece of fan art. Episode number two, can you imagine having like 600 prints?
The X-Files.
This will be the real X-Files.
Dude, you might run into them someday. You were telling me about how you drew Ralph Macchio 1,000 years ago, and then you just met him this year.
Hey, Mr. Macchio. Hey, you like my Karate Kid? Yeah. Yeah. No, he's really nice, but let me look, like any other artist. I mean, you come to a point where it's like, dude, this is enough, right? Yeah, wax on, wax off. That's it, dude. That's it. Yeah, I'll do the trick. No.
Oh boy. Okay, I'm glad we could come down here today. You are always a hoot, sir. Always puts me in a good mood.
Oh, guys.
And we'll see you in a few weeks. Where again are we going to be seeing you in a few weeks, Alfonso?
You guys,
Dag and Doe.
Well, besides that,
I was trying to plug something for young Alfonso. Cambridge Comics Art Festival, Fine Expo, Dag and Doe.
All right.
Okay. There you go.
All right, everyone. That's another episode in the can. Thanks for watching. And listening, and whatever else you do. Okay. I'm rambling. Thanks.
Yes, you are.
Thanks for listening.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.